Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, October 13th. It's hard to believe we're pretty well halfway through the month of October already. It's like fall just, or rather summer just, you know, didn't give us any warning, but just took right off. But this is your host and creator of Owning My Truth, Kaylee Mailman. It's so great to have you with us here today. We're recording again from the John and Annie Gourley Media Lab from the Colchester Regional Library here in Truro, Nova Scotia, Canada. And as you know, Owning My Truth is a podcast for anyone who may be facing a life-altering or life-altering problem. Perhaps you have a loved one who is struggling with a life-altering or life-halting problem. You are not alone. Our mandate here at Owning My Truth is to share, overcome, and heal. And it doesn't matter what type of healing journey you may be on, or you may be supporting a loved one through. It could be physical, emotional, physical, or spiritual. It doesn't matter. But I am very lucky to have a partner with me here today, my partner in crime, my life partner, Chad Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us here today on this special guest episode of Owning My Truth. So thank you, Chad. Today, it's really important to get a male perspective because October is the day, is the month rather, that we, well, it should be recognized every day, but I mean, this month is dedicated to domestic violence awareness. Stop the violence and the silence. It's October 2022, and you think we may have come ahead as far as, you know, everything surrounding the monster of domestic violence. Whether you be a survivor, you could be a loved one, you could be in it right now, in the throes of it, trying to get out. You may have grown up with it. And it's a trauma that I'm not wishing on anybody. I was lucky enough to get out, and I want to thank my partner. I want to thank you, Chad, for being there for me, because you showed me what a real, like, what real life love is. Our relationship isn't perfect. We've been through so much, but we're fighting, and you don't hit the ones you love, and that goes both ways, female and male, right? But it's like, thank you so much for being a male voice on today's episode, because it is really important, especially for Indigenous men. You know, there's so much trauma, intergenerational trauma, just regarding love, intimate partner relations. And, you know, the residential schools, the attempted genocide, loss of culture did not help. I don't want to tell your story, but I know that you can relate, and I just want to commend you for your strength. You know, you've come a long way. You're able to talk about things you weren't. And you've helped me to be able to.
Well, thank you for letting me be here and letting me try to be brave enough to share my story. Because, I mean, from a young age till I was 16, I grew up every day in fear. And I understand why these children run away. I understand, like, why hurt people. And I really thought that I was stopping the cycle but I was staying away from my child. But I wasn't abusing her physically, but I wasn't there for her. And that is something that, that's an abuse that I did do, and it's tearing me apart now. And I'm just praying that I get a chance to have a second chance with my grandkids.
And restoration, I've seen time and time again, not just in our lives, like, you know, a lot of my relations seemed at one time unmendable. Like, at the end of the domestic violence monster, I will call it, because it really is. It's a silent monster.
And it's still attacking me.
Yeah.
But it's not attacking the person that did it to me. Mm-hmm. He's not even thinking of me. But he's hurting me every day still.
And having
my mom, my best friend, not here anymore. I watched her get beat physically. I watched her get abused. I watched her get abused mentally, emotionally, everything. And I think that's why I tried so hard to help my Kaylee.
And without you, I mean, at first, remember, I didn't trust you.
You heard it up.
I would ghost. He called me Skidagamage, ghost in Mi'kmaq, and because I really would, I didn't know.
I teased her that.
How to receive love. I didn't know what it was.
But I didn't give up.
I did. I knew what it was. I grew up with love. You know, my father, he showed me what a man should be. And my son, I'm thankful, so thankful to the Creator for the relationship he has with my son, because, you know, I had to, you know, it took me a long time to come forward regarding like the last major assault, which was a stabbing. I was stabbed in my lower left back and back of my left arm. It was a really traumatic event, and I hadn't said anything for about 9 months, but the police knew, and they asked me about the knife incident on several occasions. I thought I was, you know, small community. I was scared. I didn't want to have failed at something else, another failed thing, you know, a failed marriage. And unfortunately, you know, I had gone to the authorities. The scars weren't enough at that point. Too much time had passed. And he got off with aggravated assault. And in Canada, that would be very close to attempted murder. Aggravated assault with a weapon. And it was a textbook case. There were a lot of incidents that were, you know, documented. But, I mean, you know, when it had happened, I was in so much shock. I was speaking French to the paramedics, right? And it's a lot to talk about, especially during COVID, women being isolated. I know that, especially in our rural, not just Native communities, but rural communities, Canada, all of Canada, there were a lot of women that had to, their housing crisis, it's like you choose whether you're going to be homeless or whether you're going to stick in the fight, and a lot of women are so conditioned to it that, and men are conditioned to it, and their families, it's just such a vicious cycle. Financially, it just sucks, just the control that it exudes over the life force of the family is something that is not talked about enough. And coming from your point of view,
I'm 45 years old, and yeah, the scars are fresh.
Yeah.
I feel them every day. I can't It feels like I did. I don't know what I did wrong.
You're the oldest as well, right?
Like, why did he hate me so much? What did I do?
And that's the thing that we are told. It's not ours.
They tell me it's not mine, but why?
But it definitely damn well feels like it is yours in that time, right?
When it's beat into you.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of life I would have had if he never was in my life.
But
I think I would do that to be a human.
When we're sharing a lot of things right now. No, that's another thing that people that have gone through abuse, we apologize for everything. It's not just a Canadian thing. A lot of us have, you know, we've been there. And I want to thank you so much for being here today, for sharing. Because it's not just women affected. It's men, it's children.
I just want my mom's story.
It's the whole family. And stories of us are missing and murdered women and girls, two-spirit, all of our people, all of our women that are targeted due to homelessness, due to addiction, due to race, ethnicity. We are not going to be silent anymore. I encourage you. You are not alone.
There are us that will protect.
And this is true. So we share. And by sharing, you can't heal what you can't name. So today we named a lot. We named a lot that alters and halts the growth in our lives, halts our life force, halts our very spirit man, our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And things will get better. Forgiveness is not just a thing you do. It is a daily choice. Whenever I started to feel pain in my lower back, I used to have very, very severe panic attacks. As I know, a lot of us do, you know, and as a collective, we're stronger.
Yes.
So I encourage you to reach out, engage with me,
never give up.
And never give up. Don't quit quitting.
Never.
Don't quit quitting.
If you're hearing this, you're a survivor.
I just want to have a moment of silence for those that haven't made it out. All right, thank you so much for joining Chad and myself today. I want to seal this meeting today with positive energy. You know, we've allowed a lot of ugly, gross things.
No, I just want to thank you for letting me get that out.
And
I'm not carrying it.
We just fill those spaces with all good things.
All positive.
And just may this message reach you. May you just be filled with supernatural strength and determination to take your life in your own hands. Give yourself a chance. You deserve it. You're not alone.
We got your back.
Namoltas, we love you. Desalo.
Never give up.
And you can follow me on Instagram at owning.my.truth. And you can DM me on there, follow me on Facebook, and also you can email me at owningmytruthpodcast@gmail.com. I'd also encourage you to leave me a voice message on Spotify or Anchor FM. There's a link that will allow you to do so. And also, also you can subscribe for VIP content, and it's only $9.99 a month. And I'd love to just hear what you have to say and leave a voice message. It could be featured in the next episode. Thank you so much. The Multas, have a great day. Thank you, John.
No, thank you.